What's up, Velox?
I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Nathaniel Muncy-Weiss on this edition of the AFN Benelux Report. Tough times don't last, tough teams do. The International 4-Day March's Nijmegen is the largest multiple-day walking event in the world. It started on Tuesday, July 18th and ended Friday, July 21st. This year, about 47,000 participants joined in, with 7,500 being international military members. The International Marching Team of Shape has been training since the first week of March, with 19 members from around the Benelux. The first day started off with high energy as they left Camp Hemmensoort. Each team member scanned their wristbands to mark the start of their journey. British Army Staff Sergeant Tom Evans says he is the third generation of his family to participate.
It's something completely different from what I've ever done. There's a real atmosphere, there's a real buzz everywhere. The people are out on the streets cheering and clapping.
Staff Sergeant Evans also said the team was doing well with no issues so far. The second day went well for the group, with the team finishing with all 19 group members. The third day started strong with cheering, bands playing, and everyone in high spirits. But tragedy struck at the first rest stop of the day, with one of the Shape marching team members having to end their trek early due to a broken bone in their foot. The team, now down to 18 members, continued forward. They even ran into another team that's also a part of the military members stationed here in the Benelux. NATO Allied Joint Force Command Brunson Marching Team member U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Sean Reynolds says this is his second Nijmegen.
It is possible to march on your own, but I think it's a lot better to do it with a team because we just help motivate each other with songs and tips and push everyone along. I'm much more successful as a member of the team.
Lieutenant Colonel Reynolds also said even though it was a challenge last time, he forgot all about the pain and only remembered the fun. On the fourth and final day, the team dropped down to 17 members due to another injury. They prepared for their final trek to De Winderen. They then celebrated their monumental achievement and received their March's Cross. In total, each member motivated each other to walk 166 kilometers, or about 103 miles, over the 4 days. Although it wasn't easy, they completed their mission by pushing each other to do their best despite the adversity. Never forget to lean on your teammates. And that's your AFN Benelux Report. I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Nathaniel Muncy-Weiss.